The summer cold, praise the Lord. So you'll have to bear with me because I'm actually just getting my voice back. And if I have, because we're now in a new month and we didn't get to finish off our segment from last month because we were having some technical problems. So I really want to do justice. So I think what we're going to do is try to do cricket on a regular basis. Because it's something I enjoy, something I promote. And so every now and then you'll get some more information and we will certainly keep you posted. I figure, you know what? Most places they have sports and we don't cover sports. Initially when we tested out the show for the revamp of the show, we did some test blogs and we decided, well, you know what? We will do weather for the various places that we are directly connected to around the world. And it took about 20 minutes just to do the weather. So I thought, well, you know what? We're not going to do the weather. And as a producer of the show, I have to make these decisions as well. So I have hereby decided that I think everyone else covers sports. And they cover certain types of sports, depending on what country you're in. Well, I'm going to be selfish. It's my show. Father, forgive me. And so we're going to start covering some more cricket on a regular basis. Just for our cricket fans, for those who are falling in love with the wonderful sport that I have come to love. And we'll take it from there. But less said, the better, because I'm going to start love who need direction, who need to know that they are loved despite who is around them, who may not be treating them right, or who may not even be around. Father, you are the lover of all loves, the greatest love of all, the provider of love, the giver of love, the sacrificer of love, and the creator of actual, true, genuine Christian love. So, Father, we ask that your love would be reached out to these people. They would be touched. they would be moved, they would feel your presence. And Father, know that there is love in Jesus. And Father, as you proceed with this show and take over, and as my voice either comes or goes, whatever the case may be, I still ask that you use me, Father. I didn't cancel because I know you need me here. And I am honored that I can do this for you. So I ask that you would humble me once again on this Wednesday night and allow me to be used for your glory. And Father, we ask all things that are ever present in this show that they be pleasing in your sight. We ask you to reach out. We ask you to expand. And Father, we know that you have a purpose in all you do. Everything we go through, we know there's always a purpose, but we also know, praise God. I'm not going to keep talking. I want to put on some music because you know me. I love my music. I'm going to play a little something. Somebody we haven't heard from in a while who we had on the show, had a wonderful time with him. And his name is Marvin Thompson. And he does jazz. And he's a jazz pianist and just does some wonderful stuff. And I really want to hear that. So we're going to hear Gifted by my friend Marvin Thompson over in Detroit, Michigan. Give a shout out to my boy Marvin. We'll have to touch base and see where he's at these days and what's going on. And the song features Darnell Kendrick's Gifted. Like that, nobody can do what you do. You know, there's that saying, what is for you is for you. We always seem to get so threatened and think that, you know, someone else is going to take a job or somebody else is going to take over thing that we're supposed to do or whatever the case may be. I truly tell you, what is for you is for you. It's almost ironic because if God gives you something to do, he's not expecting somebody else to do it. And even if they try to do it, it will never go the way it should have been planned because God never gave it to them to do. And so it'll probably still work or it may not work, but it will not be as good. And so we have to learn not to be so threatened by each other. There's so much room in this kingdom to do so many things that God wants you to do may not be what you thought you were going to be doing. And on the other hand, Everything you want to do may not be what God has for you. I just know, and if you could trust me, just know that whatever God has for you is way better than what you planned for you. Amen? Praise God. Okay, I feel like celebrating, and I'm upset because I can't get excited, because if I get excited, I'm going to start squeaking, and I'm going to sound like a little squeezy toy. I don't want to sound like that. Okay, so before we actually start with our international community happenings and events, and there's so many wonderful things I want to share, I'm excited. I'm trying so hard to contain myself, and it's not easy. But for birthday shout-outs, praise the Lord, I know so many people who are celebrating special things. I want to say a special congratulations, 50th anniversary to my cousins, Reverend Oriel Licorice and Sister Gwen Licorice. They've been together 50 years of marriage. Praise the Lord. That is God. That is nothing but the Lord. They are two people who are truly bonded by God and moved by God, and they totally are with God. Amen. And so for that, I'm just really... Tomorrow, a little girl I know, and is one of my goddaughters, and she's going to be an entire year old, and I'm sure she's looking forward to it. So I want to do a special birthday shout out to little Destiny to tell her happy birthday. And I'm going to do an early birthday shout out to a very special young man in my life, and his name is Trenton. And you know, it chokes me up because it's hard to believe that on Friday he's officially going to be a teenager. And I can't believe that that little boy came into my world 10 years ago. And it little cute, chunky, chubby-faced little boy, full of spunk and energy. And on Friday he's going to be a teenager. And so we definitely want to give him an extra special birthday shout-out. I want to wish him all the very best and know that we're always praying for you. We love you very much, and we will continue to keep you uplifted in the Lord. Amen. And for those of you who, I've got Sister Randy, my friend Randy, at our favorite store, my favorite ladies store. I've got to be careful how I say that. And you know what? I really shouldn't be giving out any plugs, but I have to because these girls are awesome. So happy birthday. Today is her birthday. Randy, one of the owners at Legs Plus and Bra Boutique, she's phenomenal. They're phenomenal there. So ladies, I'm telling you now, they're on Leslie in Toronto. If you need info, hook me up. I will get you details. But that's my plug because they're not a sponsor for the show, but they're just phenomenal people. And Randy is just the sweetest thing you can ever find. So I want to say happy birthday to her because her birthday is to go. So that's Kid Cribs and Bibs and Babies and Bellies Boutique in Windsor, Ontario. Congratulations, Lindsay. I can't wait to meet my littlest friend. Praise God. I'm thankful for God that things went well because we know sometimes things can get a little complicated, but they are such a joy and a blessing. Praise the Lord. And I pray them well. But in the meantime, we need to do a birthday shout-out. So here we go. And, you know, I may still have to do one next week for some of the people because I have a special happy birthday that I didn't get to upload. And I'm not going to say anything more. I will play it next week. But for now, these are for all those celebrating their birthdays, especially Miss Destiny and my very special friend, Mike Montcalm, my illustrator's husband, phenomenal gentleman. His birthday's Friday too. And a big warm and hug and squeeze to my Trenton. We love you.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Go to the dance floor.
Everybody bump some more, bump some jumping, bump some hell, say bump some no. Bump some more, bump some jumping, bump some hell, say bump some no. Happy party day, who day, Happy, everybody must be the end. Come with your baby, come with your friend. This friend, but you no need to pretend. See, are everybody go. This a happy birthday. It's a money birthday. Everybody keep dancing and jumping. Everybody there, yeah. It's a happy birthday. Everybody there. Don't switch up, baby, I'm no hunting. Everybody make you jolly, they go. Jolly like say, they go to my way. Every day is a holiday. Every day is a party day. Hip, 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 pure. Everybody make you hip hop pure.
My mama day, I my mama day, I
you make a tambour today, every party, party day, I happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony.
Events and happenings around the world, praise the Lord. Thought things were going to be slowing down, but they're actually building themselves up. So I think this is good because the summer brought certain types of events, and now we're coming from outside inside. Amen. Praise God. So we have quite a few things taking place. I will start. First of all, happening September the 14th and 15th, remember, there's a gigantic gospel concert taking place in Texas. Now, on the 14th, it's at the Friendship West Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. These are both presented by the J. Spivey Productions. It's hosted by Pastor Kim Burrell, consisting of Leandria Johnson, Kathy Taylor in Favor, Shirley Caesar, Tamla Mann, and Crystal Cameron. And on the 15th, the same type of concert's taking place. Once again, my Pastor Kim Burrell is the host. Same people. And we're adding in David Mann. And that one is taking place on the 15th at the Bernard G. Coliseum in Huntsville, Texas. Now, with that being said, I need you to take time to go to our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page when you get a chance, because there's actually a link that J. Spivey Productions has put on down at Harborfront. I feel bad I can't make it because I'm here And so I don't feel bad I'm here with you. I just feel bad that I can't be there. I can't do two things at the same time. But I definitely, definitely want you guys to check out some of the things that they've got going on. The films and Caribbean Tales. And they're doing their film festival tonight. I believe the feature is No Bois Man, No Fraid. And that's actually, it was going on at 6:30. And then they have a big dinner gala taking place. Okay. I'm hoping also, too, because it was the Kingston Paradise. And it's another movie that they had basically for their program, which is today as well, opening gala screening. I'm hoping to get in touch with Mary Wells. She's actually the producer of this film. From Jamaica, and I know we wanted to try and connect with her, and I'm determined we will, one way or another. And so I think we're going to end up connecting that way. Now, keep in mind, they have some more things taking place, so you need to check them out. I'm just looking really quickly here to see if I can give you a website. But while I'm looking, remember, these details are on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. So definitely you want to go and check it out on Facebook. I'm going to give you, I think, CaribbeanTales-Events.com. Okay? And that should take you where you need to. If you can't get the information you need, once again, contact me. You can also contact down at the at Harborfront Center, and they will have some information for you there as well. Definitely going to be a wonderful event, and so wish I could be a part of it. But we will definitely update you and get in touch with Sister Louise, who's doing their promotions, and get some updates. And we will definitely share some of their pictures with you guys. If you need to email us, please feel free to do so. PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. That's PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. And we're also on Twitter, so you can hook us up. Pastor Rouse Show. No J, just Pastor Rouse Show on Twitter. Okay, moving right along. September 2, our Facebook page. And I'm actually going to read off of there because there's so many. I'm excited. But one of the big things that I'm looking forward to attending is this wonderful thing. It is called The Ultimate Sacrifice. Okay, Shale Nebhard, she is Gideon Film Festival Award winner and the more recently covered by me, Glass Awards. And now some information. The ultimate sacrifice, very poor, where gangs and drug dealers are the role models. Well, it actually sounds like some of our neighborhoods. And so you definitely want to see this. I'm excited. Now, speaking of Shale Nebhard, it's actually her birthday. And so there's another birthday for you coming right up there too. And I want to give you some particulars for those of you in the Toronto region. Or if you're coming to Toronto this Friday, it's EMG's Unlock Imagination 2, the exclusive end of summer gospel party. I'm going to try my hardest to be there. I'm praying that I'll be feeling a little bit better. And I definitely want to go because I'd love to cover some of this, share some of it with you guys, and be a part of this. I'm looking forward to sharing some time, not just with Shale Nebhard, who's celebrating her birthday, but I've got some friends that are going to be performing in this show, and so I'm so excited. Listen to this. The Gospel Social Event of the Season, celebrating the birthday of Shale Nebhard, co-founder and artistic director. There's live music, comedy, DJ, dancing. Come on, folks. It's got everything, and it's all the stuff I love. And did I mention food? Oh, yes, because of where it's taking place. I love these people's food. It's taking place at the Gospel Cafe in Mississauga at 5120 Dixie Road. Amanda Larmond, that's my buddy. You saw pictures of her and I. I think she's wonderful. There's Paulus Sanchez, Peter Moncrief, Karen Jewell, Owen O Sound, and CDH Live, comedian Colleen Taff, and music by DJ Prophet. So this is this Friday at 7 p.m. So definitely you want to come and check it out. Once again, there's information on our page, and, you know, you've just got to be there. I'm going to do my very, very best to be there, and looking forward to it. And I know some of the people going to be there and some people I have not seen in a long time. So I'm kind of excited and definitely looking forward to connecting with some of these people. And, yeah, we're going to do some interviews. I think we might even be able to get Colleen on the microphone and actually get her an interview and try and see if we can maybe record some of her stuff and share with you. She's one of the comedians that are in the Toronto region that does Christian comedy. So this is a full pledge night, and I tell you, I'm looking forward to it. Praise God. Now, going back, here's some more information that's happening in neighborhoods and communities near you. So get your pen and paper ready, because if you don't write it down, you'll miss it unless you go to our Facebook page. All right, let me begin. Praise God. All right, so we already talked about Caribbean Tales kickoff. This month is our actual back to school, back to the movies month. You know, all the new series on TV and everything, they all start in September. September seems to be a month of renewal or starting all over again. Well, we are no different. And today, I've also contacted the Barbados Film, I've got to get their name properly, forgive me, Barbados Film and Video Association, because while the Pastor J. Rouse show is going to be live and broadcasting live and direct, believe it or not, from Barbados next month, we are going to be touching base with the Barbados Film and Video Association. We're going to be talking to some of their members. We want to know more about their film aspect of things and what's going on there and some of the things they're trying to accomplish. Amen? Praise God. So, featuring American Gospel, okay? This is going to be rather interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Praise God. Then, here we have Strength in Christ. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. On September the 7th, The Hub, Gateway Business Center, 210 Church Road in Leighton, London, that's London, England, is going to be this wonderful concert. Special guest, Triple O, Bergs, Devotion Music, forgive me if I'm pronouncing some of these wrong, Mamelon Poet, Amani Simpson, One Legacy, Pastor Sam, Tope Bello, and many more. And the event lineup, The Word, Praise and Worship, competitions, a fashion show, and much more. And the doors open at 6 p.m. And I'm going to read what it says here. And it's a charity. Come along and experience one of the most impactful days of your life. You can even bring a friend. Details can be found on the flyer. And it says, God bless and hope to see you there. So don't forget. And that's on the 7th. Doors open at 6, and that's in Leighton, London. Moving right along. Okay, I see we've got happening. Sunday, September the 22nd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. Concert from 7 until 9:30 p.m. It's the New Testament Church of God, Handsworth, 60th anniversary concert featuring Jermaine Edwards from Jamaica, Make You Smile, Now Make No One Dictate My Destiny, forgive me, my patois is not very good. King Arthur from Jamaica, launching his new album, Overcomer, and other great guest artists, okay? So the New Testament Church of God is at 240 to 244 Lozelles Road, Lozelles in Birmingham, okay? That's Birmingham, England, okay? And the tickets are £5, no concessions. You can get your tickets online at www.georgest.com. So that's GEORGEST.com. And the event is sponsored by Sunday, a gospel rapper, and there's another person, and I forgive me. It's at the New Life Apostolic House International, London Way, Malibu Village, Blue Downs, and that's taking place on September the 13th, okay? And here's the email of some of the information, so you can get some information. And I believe, I want to say this is taking place, I think it's someplace, I think it's South Africa, to be honest. Here's the information. Yes, Joseph.Jansen, J-A-N-S-E-N, at newlifeapostolic.co.za. Okay, so there's some information you will need. But check out the flyer on our page once again. We still have some more events taking place. Now, this one really caught my attention. And the reason I did this, too, is because of the people that shared it with me, because they're actually going to be guests on our show this month. And I don't want to give away too much information about the upcoming guests, but I thought that you'd like to know. Kids take over City Hall. This is what the headline reads on this flyer. Praise the Lord. It says, they did not die in vain. My word. All kids, it's time to have our say. Meet this Saturday, September 7th at 10 a.m. on the steps of City Hall. And it's 1300 Perdido Street, NOLA. Okay? 70112 zip code. Okay? I believe that's New Orleans, Louisiana. This is not a protest. This is a prayer meeting, open mic session, and youth town hall meeting, all rolled into one. It says every kid from every parish of every race of every religion is needed, and it's underlined. Every youth choir, every dance team, every youth group, come out, sing, pray, dance, lift your voices. I love that. Kids taking back the city. Praise God. Kids can pray too. I agree. Amen. Kids can organize too. Yes, they can. Saturday and one, bring the kids to City Hall. Two, bring cold water. And three, pray over the kids silently. Amen. I just love this. I would love to know who set this up. I think I'll have to get in touch with them and maybe touch base with them next week on air just to find out how things went. This sounds amazing. Says, if you have a child who has something to say this Saturday, a poem, a speech, a song, a prayer, a dance, etc., you can email him. So this is in New Orleans. Play his stuff. He's phenomenal. He's over in the UK. He's from the States, but he's over in the UK. Also, we have some Portuguese concerts taking place, so you want to check that out because it is in Portuguese, and that will be taking place in October. It's another gospel concert, a wonderful event taking place. Jennifer Costa, Culta Raciano, Anna Claudia Ambrosi, Arena Floripa, all kinds of people. So you want to check it out. It's on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications page. Once again, like I said, taking place in October. Okay? What else? Yes. Gospel comedy concert. I like this. I've got a group, the Gospel Christian Comedians, and somebody put this in. September 21st, 2013. HBO and BET's original Kings and Queens of Clean Comedy, amen, J-Red's 35th birthday celebration, biggest show ever. Now, it's taking place Saturday, September 21st. The doors open at 4 p.m. The show starts at 5. at the Richmond Auditorium, 403 Civic Center Plaza in Richmond, California. Okay, $35 in advance, $60 couples in advance, $45 at the door. Get tickets now before they're sold out. Okay, they've got some places, Western Christian in Oakland, Reed's Records at Berkeley, and New Revelations in Hayward. Plus, you can check out the website, BayAreaGiganticEvent.eventbrite.com. You want to check it out. It's got Dave Hollister. It's got Tommy Ford, Jay Lamont, Small Fire. There's a whole bunch of people, okay? So you want to check it out. Once again, that's September the 21st, and that's in L.A. in the Richmond, California region, okay? Moving right along, praise God. Welcome, middle and high school students, for the dates of January 17th and 18th, 2014. This is some advanced info. Choir orientation, Sunday, September 8th, 2013 at 4 p.m. This is at the Mount Zion Progress Missionary Baptist Church at 955 20th Street South, St. Petersburg, Florida. They're looking for high school students and middle school students from the 5th grade to the 12th grade. It's the I Have a Dream Youth Mass Choir. Sounds wonderful. If you'd like to join the choir, choir orientation again is Sunday, September 8th at 4 p.m. Okay, if you need more information, you know how to get in touch with us. Amen? Praise God. It's also posted on our page. All right, I think we've covered everything. Yes, we have. I've talked and talked and talked. Praise God. So last week we did some of our cricket stuff. I want everyone to be able to hear the final segment of the awards banquet for you. I promised you I would play my friend J.B. Sachs, and I just loved that. I always usually play him for our community happenings, and I definitely want to play this because I love this one. And I believe it's called Stuck in Traffic. Yes, Stuck in Traffic by Jason Brown, a.k.a. J.B. Sachs.
Just for a couple of minutes, so don't worry. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Margaret Knight. and I am the PR and club manager for Marvin Cricket and Social Club Inc. This evening, I want to welcome each and every one of you here for this send-off presentation for our favorite cricket club of all, visiting this Pioneer Cavaliers. Look too jealous, you probably can get me too. And we're awesome. Anyway, on behalf of the VP of Marvel, Mr. Nigel Griffith, who is standing in the position for our president, Jennifer Reed, she has to be in Barbados for funeral, unfortunately. On behalf of the president of Pioneer Cavaliers, Mr. Glenfield Griffith, our president and other executive members of the other clubs that are visiting, I don't want to vote anyone, but I'm just going to say other clubs. On behalf of our visitors, our supporters, and members, we want to thank you very much for being here with us. We want to thank all the other clubs for helping hold Cavaliers online. But without further ado, I'll get back to you later. I'll call on Mr. Lance Lowe to say his prayers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That they have all preserved them, that they could come again. Help them to understand that you are God, the Father of mankind. As they are preparing, Lord, to leave this island, town, or city, I should say, to carry on their journey and then go back home, we ask you to bless them, be with them, take them to the other part of the journey safely, and then take them to their homes of abode in peace and quiet. Lord, the meal that we are about to partake of tonight, we thank you for providing it. We ask you to bless the hands that have prepared it. And as we eat, it will do our bodies and souls good. And last but not least, dear Father God, we ask you to bring these things back to Toronto again, that we could socialize in your glory.
Yes.
All these mercies we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Master Servides. And I want to crave your indulgence by referring to my notes, because sometimes we, in these moments, we forget things that we want to say. First, I want to thank the members of, in fact, let me start presenting the present day Vice President of Malvern and his executive, friends, members of LINE, supporters, ladies and gentlemen, good night. I hope you do justice to our host, Malvern, and our supporters who over the past 2 weeks who have entertained us so nicely in our visit to Toronto. I want to thank everyone for the hospitality, the members of Malvern who were exceptional, all the teams who we played against, and the supporters wherever we went, they were fabulous. It is also nice to have our friends from LINE tour with us, and I hope that they have had a good time. Judging from what I have seen over the past 2 weeks, I would venture that they have enjoyed themselves also. I want to. This is the first time, I guess you can say that this tour with LINE and Pioneers with a joint tour. And I look forward to similar tours in the future, along with the Malvern Club, who have expressed a desire to make the on this camp. I want to apologize for behalf I became at Woodstock and yet I'm sorry the police on Friday. There were two incidents where a few of our members misbehaved, and I want to apologize to our supporters and friends for that behavior. I want to assure that the matters are being dealt with in-house by our committee, but I just thought I should apologize on behalf of our team. In this regard, I want to thank our friends for this criticism, especially yesterday, on Thursday when we played police. As you will know, that was a very exciting game where we scored 261 and still lost. And obviously, our members were disappointed. And after the game, there were a few loud voices raised. And I want to thank Mike Hart because Mike was very harsh in his criticism of our team for the behavior. And I think that is what our friend is about. You know, he was very harsh and I took his criticism of the planet. I think was totally embarrassed because even though we thought our team was fairly weak, especially on the bowling side, but I think we did reasonably well on this tour. And I want to make special mention of a very young player, Antonio Ford. Antonio, let me stand in a few presentations. First, I'm going to ask the Vice President of Melbourne. Let me say that when this tour was being planned, Nigel was the person who we communicated almost every day on every possible detail regarding the tour. And I want to tell Nigel, I appreciate it. His very quick responses. If I email Nigel in the morning, I can almost be sure that by the afternoon I would have a response. And I really want to thank Nigel for making this tour. Nigel, I'm going to ask Esther to make this presentation.
Thank you.
One police to the other to make this presentation. Mas não será que concordo.
Malcolm, yep, hold it.
And finally, ladies and gentlemen, that's my piece for tonight. I just want once again to thank everyone for having us over the past 2 weeks. We really had a fabulous time, and we look forward to more tours. And indeed, we look forward to meeting up with Malvern if the trip is promoted to 2015 comes on. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen.
This one is a token, it's just Pioneer Cabaret. This is on our list.
Martha, turn this way, please. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Madam MC, Mr. Nigel Griffith, Vice President of Malvern and the Executive. Mr. Griffith and the Executive Pioneers Club.
Spice. I like Spice.
Yeah, Malvern, from what I've heard, but this is my first tour here. From what I heard before I came here, I understand this was the team to look for. And it was the team to look for. We want to thank you, Mr. Griffith, and your team for the hospitality and fire you've shown to us. And I listened to the MC. She said that Pioneers is their favorite club in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to change that.
Yeah.
We are going to make sure that we don't travel together. Anyhow, I thank you just short and sweet. So I just want to say once again, thank you all. We've had a wonderful tour. The Masters played 5 games, and we won 4. The Masters, give a hand to yourself. The younger members of the club, they had 2 games, and they lost all 2, but it's a learning experience for them. So they're still acclimatizing, actually. Anyhow, they did represent themselves well. And I just want to use this forum. I don't know who's representing the other clubs, but all the other clubs that played host to us, we want to extend, say thank you very much. And we're looking forward to reciprocating maybe in Barbados anytime you're there. So feel free to contact, you know, when you're traveling, any members of our executive. Maybe you're going to be open arms. We just want to make a few presentations as well. And I'm going to ask first the captain of today's match, Brian Johnson, to step forward, and the captain of Malvern team to come forward and receive this small token of appreciation from the management and members of Lion.
Oh, That being presentation because I was very honored to have the opportunity of being a partial host and sponsor and set up quite an itinerary for the Lyme Masters and the Lyme Juniors. I think they deserve a round of applause because they represented Barbados. And I had the pleasure of presenting them with a wonderful flag, and we had our own banquet because you guys were busy hosting other people. All right, that being said, Mr. Griffith? I did not formally get the opportunity. When they first arrived, I was broadcasting nothing but Pioneer Cricket, and it was a wonderful opportunity. Where's Winston Haynes? Winston, I know you're here. Can you stand up, Winston? Winston has been my correspondent from Barbados, basically, and assisting. Please give him a round of applause. Thank you so much, Winston. I also had the opportunity of working on some of my reports with Pearson Moore. And you know him already, as a sports chairman. I could not be more flattered when the minister is reporting all sorts of fun things that Christians do, because I like to let them know differently, but... We won't deal with that right now. So I want to present you, and you notice the color. I know you guys are doing blue, so we purposely picked out a blue flag for you guys. And it says, welcome and congratulations, Pioneer Cavaliers Cricket Club, on your Canadian 2013 tour, presented by Routes Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Thank you. Now, that being said, I have one more presentation. I know you guys have been very busy with the Pioneers, but prior to their arrival, and I think a lot of people don't realize, even though you guys were doing what you were doing, and I know you had your plate full, because I know Pioneer require a lot of attention. We were blessed with the fact that we reached out to the Beijing community. I want to cry right now because it's such a blessing to know that when you have people coming from around the world and they don't know too many people, that you can contact all your Beijing organizations and say, listen guys, we need help. And I got so many offers to assist. We needed to try and figure out how we were going to get them from the airport. The Barbados Tourism of Toronto stepped in. But at this time, I at least want to thank Nigel for being back up for us. Where's Murphy? Gary. On behalf of Realms Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, I want to present you guys with this wonderful plaque. It says, Melbourne Cricket Club, thank you for your hospitality on the Lyme Masters and Pioneer Cricket Club Canadian 2013 tour, presented by Realms Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. God bless you and everything that I do, it's not in vain. I know you guys work so hard and you work at trying to share love. And I'm
pretty sure that when you work together, everything can get done. So we have our club manager, PR, which is Margaret Clark, as you know. We have you chase the mic now? Okay. We have a cricket selector and responsible for our teams, Mr. Steve Small. We have Domino Kaplan and Cuthbert Shepherd, and as all its directors, so I believe you. We have our vice, our assistant secretary, actually, which is Maxine Fuller. We have our secretary, Sherry Grandison. Now, this is where a lot of the response, correspondence and stuff goes up between these two ladies. You know, their vice president, he's the president. You can ask him anything. And that's Keith York. He does a lot of work for us in the bathroom. He doesn't get a lot of recognition, but he does a lot of work. Our president is not here. As you know, they had a death in the family. So she's in Barbados right now. Her name is Jennifer Reese. I give her a round of applause, too. And the other guy that you see walk here right now, the one that has a lot of work to get to the call the first and the last one to leave, our entertainment chairperson, Andrew Lord. So I think I have a meeting, but I got all my directors right now at San Francisco. But before I do my presentation, and before I know we only have the hall for a little while, so I'm going to try to be brief. So this is our direction. I want to say, I'm going to interrupt you guys a bit. I want to just have everybody to stand for a moment of silence for one of our members' sister who hosts these things. We want to say thank you. This was a very difficult thing, putting this story together, but it became easy when communication is the key. And we got together, everybody chipped in and did what they had to do, even if it was a small portion. But I can say that we had a very, very interesting and successful tour. Everyone that has, they had a good time. I know they're not in here. So I just want to say, give you all, each and all of you, give yourself a tap on the back and enjoy it. With the running around that we had to do, there was a slight hiccup. So I'm not going to do the presentation for Lyme, but I'm going to call Lyme, and I'm going to call Mr. Sawa for Lyme and Mr. Murphy Griffith, because we happened not to pick up the plaques and time the thing was closed. And so we'll have those for you guys at your hotel tomorrow, first thing. So I just want to say, we didn't let you guys out because we even forgot to get back this one as well. So I just want to say, it was not a mistake, but just a place closed earlier than we expected. So we'll do that presentation tomorrow for you guys. So make it one time. So I'm going to just say, I want to thank each and every one of you, and I'm not going to keep you guys back. On behalf of Marvin Cricket Social Club and the directors, I want to say welcome, and anytime you guys want to come again, you're more than welcome. So enjoy, and thank you.
I just want to say, Pioneers, as we spoke before, they're planning our trip to Bermuda in 2015, and they're hoping that you will join us as a joint team. So keep that in mind. 2015, Malvern, we're planning a trip to Bermuda. Like, I don't know if you'll be interested. I'm not sure if I can put it over there for you, but think about it.
People don't expect to see it. Praise God. And I think it's important that we remember that, once again, like I said last week, that we are to be in the world, not of the world, and we are to make a difference. I'm tired of us being looked upon in a negative way and just want to know, you know, the world to know that we do have Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Now, before I continue, we're going to close out this segment of our cricket. Once again, the tour was phenomenal. We do have the upcoming scores of the last matches that the Lion Masters played. I won't issue those out today. They will be a part of Saturday's segment for the special edition. But what I would like to say is that both Pioneer and Lyme team are both safely back now in Barbados. The final group, I believe, that went from Pioneers from Toronto to Boston are back safely home, and they arrived back in Barbados, I think it was yesterday or today. But just so you're aware that everybody is safely back, I will be in Barbados in October and looking forward to dealing with some of the cricketers there as well as coordinating some of the cricket tours that we're putting together through Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications for tours down there. Now, before we begin, I want to play another song, Londa Lamond. I want to play her Only You, Lord, because she will be performing this Friday at Cheryl Nehard's birthday celebration and big, big gala. And I'm hoping to be there, but I want to play this for my girl.
Everything in the whole world.
This is our back to school and our official back to movies segment launch. We will have over the next coming week everything relating to going back to school for the kids, as well as we've got on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page, we have posted all the information that will be needed for the Caribbean Tales Film Festival, as well as launching tomorrow is a Toronto International Film Festival, also known as TIFF. So you want to definitely check that out and see what's going on. Also this month, I'm going to have some information, I don't have all the details right now, of the upcoming Christian Film Festival. So we've got lots of stuff taking place. And definitely want to keep you all posted and informed of what's going on. And looking forward to definitely diving into the films and going back to the theater again. And learning different avenues of films. And once again, I want to give a shout out to my friends in Barbados with the Barbados Film and Video Association. We'll be communicating with some of them in October and seeing what goes on behind the scenes there in filmmaking and television in Barbados. Okay, we've added some more events on our page for the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. And there's a Caribbean night that's taking place on Saturday. That's this Saturday, September the 7th, in Jamaica, New York. And it says the Abiding Word Ministries presents Caribbean Night 2013 featuring Turquesa Mays, Delectic, Mark Stewart, and Natalie Evans as special guests. Tawn Singers, Charlene Cole, Joel Edwards, Nicole Thompson, Ifia Gu, Shanika Brown, and more. Refreshments will be on sale, and it's at 7 p.m., $20 pre-sold, $25 at the gate. Again, that's Saturday, September 7th, at the Abiding Word Ministries, 140th Avenue, Jamaica, New York. Now, if you need information, the number is 718-323-2918. All proceeds in aid of their Jamaica medical mission trip. I'm all for that. Amen. Praise God. And so we're reaching out. Now, before we close out, our Right on Point Hot Topic, I worded it really bizarre, but I thought it was so appropriate. And the hot topic leads to, it's hard enough walking in my own shoes, let alone walking in yours. I know that it can be tough. And I know that we all go through our own things. But this week, I'm going to reach out and I'm asking everybody, try. I know you can't always walk in everybody else's shoes. I know you can't always feel what everyone's feeling. You can't think for everyone else. And it's a lot of people in this world to have to try and figure out where they're at or what they're going through. But you know what? I was raised, and it's not just biblical, but good parenting, I guess. And I guess West Indian upbringing. But I was raised by parents who taught me that no matter what, you should be kind to everyone. That's okay too. But I want you to share love. The one pleasant thing that I have learned in this world, that when you give love, you get love. And those who reject love, well, that's up to them. I also know that God convicts those who he needs to be convicted. It's not your battle, it's not your war, and it certainly doesn't make you judge and jury, and you aren't to be the punisher. God has created you to love and love on his behalf, and he will deal with all the rest. And remember, as I posted on our page, don't judge people. You never know what kind of battle they are fighting. The words you give could kill, it could destroy, or it can change for the good. So why not say something that's going to allow it to change for the good? And the words you say this week, let it make a difference, not just in their lives, but in yours. Amen. So I'm going to put it out there. I'll check back in with you next week, and hopefully I'll have a voice. And I'll be hyper me as usual, so I'm not squeaking and sounding like a squeaky toy. But until then, Jesus loves you, and so do I. But you know what's more special? He can never love you like I can, and I can never love you like he can. And I can tell you now, nobody can love you more than he does. God bless you. God keep you. Oh, yes. And until we meet again, God be before you, above you, all around you, and deep within you.
Made the earth above the water, fell into a river. Who made the sun out of sunshine?
Angel.